Good morning. Welcome back to the Broadcast Retirement Network. This is BRN AM for Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. And our top story today, tips for veterans to protect against fraud. Joining me now to discuss this and a lot more, Maureen Elias is the co-chair of VSAFE at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Maureen, it is so great to see you. Thanks so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Thank you for having me. So excited to be here.
Yeah, this is a really important topic. And my understanding is the Department of Veteran Affairs, I mean, it is the largest healthcare provider in the United States, serving so many of our veterans. And so it's important to maintain data and data privacy. How pervasive are scams and frauds and fraud within our veteran community?
You know, that's a hard question to answer because we don't know the full breadth and depth of it. But we do know the FTC shared that in 2022 alone, veterans and their family members reported over $262 million worth of fraud. And the reason that that's hard to quantify is that there's a lot of shame and embarrassment that goes with having fallen prey to one of these scammers or fraudsters. And so we have a feeling the number might even be higher, quite a bit higher. So it's one of the reasons we've worked very hard to develop the work that we're doing to make sure that people do feel comfortable reporting so that we can get a better idea of how much this is impacting this community.
Yeah, really important. And I think, you know, I have been the victim of fraud. Anybody can become the victim of fraud. There's really no shame in it. And there are a lot of bad actors out there, bad actors here in the United States, but also bad actors abroad. And our veterans are located everywhere. And so it's important to be vigilant. Would you mind talking a little bit about some of the frauds, some of the scams that you at least have been reported to your offices?
Sure. So there's a broad variety of scams and frauds that have been reported. The biggest one, the one we're trying the hardest to hit right now, is what we call claims predators, or some people call them claim sharks. So these are individuals who are charging veterans and their family members to file their initial claim when really they shouldn't be charged for it. And some of them are charging up to six times whatever disability benefit they get granted, which is just disgusting. And so we're working really hard to make sure that our veterans and their family members and survivors know if you're filing a claim with the VA, it should be done for free. And you can either do it yourself on our website, va.gov, or there are accredited representatives out there. So attorneys, claims agents, and veteran service organizations that we help make sure the training is appropriate and accurate, that will help you file your claim for free and make sure that you get access to all of the benefits that you have. So, we're seeing a huge growth in this industry of charging veterans to file their claims, and frankly, it just shouldn't be happening. So that's a big one. Yeah. Some of the other ones are the same types of frauds and scams that happen throughout any community, but because veterans have benefits and healthcare, it tends to make them high value targets. So some of them can be, you know, the different types of email, video phishing, spoofing, something called smishing, which is phishing via text message. That's a new one we're seeing happen.
Smishing. I've never heard that one.
Yeah.
Okay, that's new.
Vishing, which is voice phishing on the phone. And it's really just what we see happening is these scamsters and fraudsters really want you to act with urgency. So they make up these scenarios, whether it be, you know, you've been selected for jury duty, your child is in danger, you didn't pay your taxes. If you don't pay us right now, we're going to send you straight to jail. We're going to issue a warrant for your arrest, et cetera. And it feels really official and really scary. And so, the pressure to act quickly and to act urgency is what most of them rely on. Yeah. Another one that we're seeing have a huge rise is, we call them romance or imposter schemes. So that's where someone's pretending to be either a love interest or a grandchild or a relative of yours that then starts asking for support or money or benefits of some sort. So those are kind of the big ones.
I mean, they're big ones, and not, you know, our veterans are very important, but we were talking before we were conducting this session, and it's not dissimilar to, for example, Social Security scams that are going on within but affecting Social Security recipients or family members. And I presume that a lot of these are thematically very similar, whether you're a senior, whether you're a veteran, or whether, by the way, you could, be a younger person and get duped.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, fraudsters and scamsters, this is their full-time job, right? So they are spending money, time researching how to best do this. And they understand that, like, generationally, certain generations might be more susceptible to different types of it than others. And so I think, when we look at the retiree community, they tend to prefer, paper. They're not all of them, but some of the community can be a little less comfortable with the technology and stuff. And so, really helping to empower them to know where to go to recognize, and where to report when this type of fraud happens, I think is the key. But yeah, I mean, this is their full-time job. They're going to do whatever it takes to separate you from your money. And when it comes to government benefits, especially, they smell the blood in the water and these sharks are going after it. So it's really
Yeah,
frustrating.
it is. It's frustrating, and it's frustrating to hear about it. After all these individuals, let's talk about veterans. I mean, they've been serving, they serve their country. They get this benefit because that's one of the things they get from serving their country, being a military member, and then to have someone come in and try to dupe them, whether they're, and what's even more surprising, Maureen, is domestic. So people that are not accredited charging multiple times. I mean, that, it's just not right.
You're right, it's not.
Maureen, I want to take a very quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about tips that you can use as a veteran or a member of a veteran's family to protect yourself. You're going to want to stay tuned right here on BRN AM. Imagine a new television network that will make you richer, healthier, and in control of your financial future. This network is for the policewoman in Nashville, Tennessee, the baker in Dubuque, Iowa, the teacher in Lexington, Kentucky. We want to make the idea of savings and retirement culturally relevant. But what do you see as a defining issue of the midterms?
Especially for the smaller businesses, I mean, they are the lifeblood of the American economy.
Featuring exclusive interviews, current affairs, and docuseries. 33 yeah. years old, you retired early.
The philosophy is money only matters if it helps you live a life that you love.
But you got to start thinking about retirement as soon as you get in.
The Broadcast Retirement Network will drive very high engagement with premium partnerships. So this isn't retirement and savings for your parents or grandparents. This is for all Americans. And we're going to change the way you think about money. Welcome to the next frontier of retirement and savings. This is BRN, the Broadcast Retirement Network. Welcome back. We're joined this morning by Maureen Elias of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Maureen, thanks so much for staying with us this morning.
My pleasure. Happy to do so.
And I want to get to some tips in a second, but you had, we only covered the surface when it comes to fraud. There's a lot more. You mentioned the imposter. You mentioned people ripping off people, accredited people ripping off veterans, paying sometimes six times what they should be, because they're not supposed to be paying anything. What other types of fraud scams are there that we should be on the lookout for?
Sure. There's a couple others I'd love to hit on. One of them would be the home loan scams that we're starting to see, where they'll contact someone and tell them that they need to start sending their home loan payments somewhere else. So they're rerouting payments. And that doesn't happen just with home loans, but we're definitely starting to see a rise in that kind of traffic where they're diverting your home loan payment to a different account. And thereby, you're starting to run the risk of losing your home when you think you're paying it. And the money is actually going to a scamster, which is really gross. And then another thing we'll see within the home home loan world is home improvement scams, where someone will come, they'll agree to do all this wonderful work on your home, and then you have to pay them up front, and then they're just gone. And all that money that you've spent to get your home renovated is very hard to get it back. So we always recommend that people take their time, slow down, read everything, don't pay everything up front, so that you have a little bit of protection to make sure that those home loan renovations are going to come through and you're not going to lose your money there. Another one we're starting to see, and my son almost even fell for this one, is employment job opportunity scams. So there's a couple that we're seeing. One is where they'll have you pay a fee so that you can fill out their application. Like, that's just wrong. No company should make you pay to file to apply for the company. Another one is where they're, you know, it's just a job that's too good to be true. You know, it sounds amazing. The wages are way higher than what a normal wage would be for that job. And so you get all bought in, you're giving them your social security and all of your other sensitive information, and then they're just gone and you have no job. And then another one that really will turn your stomach is when it comes to end of life services. And when someone has passed away, we're starting to see upselling and memorial services. So, you know, when you look in the brochure, it's this price, but then when you go to ask for it, it's like three or four times that amount, but you're in a time of grief and you have emotional upset. And so you're going to make decisions that may not be as right for your family and their financial situation at the time. And then another one we'll see is once a veteran has passed away, there are companies that'll do like a full financial review for a fee and then tell you how to file your claim. And that's a way of getting around, well, we're not charging you to file your claim, we're charging you for the review. But it's just another way to take advantage of these families that are struggling through grief. Yeah. So those are a few more I'd love to hit on.
Yeah, those are, you know, the one about the funerals. That's actually consistent. We did another program with the Federal Trade Commission. When you speak with the funeral home, they're supposed to give you written paperwork. I mean, there are rights that you have and people just need to be aware of that. Maureen, if you don't mind, I mean, these scams are horrific. Let's talk about, you talked about finding, you know, the VA does a great job of vetting providers to help out with filing benefits at no cost. If I'm a veteran and I just filed for, and I want to file my benefits, how do I find this list, or how do I find somebody who is accredited and vetted by the Veterans Administration?
This is a great question. So probably the easiest way to find one is to go to va.gov. And if you want to go to the page that we've set up specifically, it's va.gov/vsafe. And there's a link right there that says, help me file my claim. And it'll take you right to the link where you can find an accredited service representative who lives in the same state, hopefully, as you do. And so you'll not only be connected with someone who's been trained, but someone who kind of understands you and the culture of where you're from to help you file your claim, which I think can help with kind of the trust of reaching out to a stranger to help with something that can be very personal.
Yeah, it's extremely personal. You've earned those benefits. I mean, geez, I mean, talk about taking advantage. You mentioned not getting all the claims because people would be embarrassed. And I understand that. Is there a way, if this happens to me, happens to a loved one, happens to someone else I know that maybe I served with or I know served, how do I communicate this to the VA to say, hey, this is a scam? It was, and put in my information, and can I do it anonymously so I don't, you know, maybe if I still feel uncomfortable, it doesn't reflect back on me?
Yeah, that's a great question with a little bit of a complex answer, but I'm going to try to keep it as simple as possible. Sure. So anything that's VA related, if someone's trying to mess with your VA healthcare, your VA benefits, if you go to that same website, va.gov/vsafe, there's links right there that can connect you to the fraud reporting web places that we have for both healthcare and for benefits. But for things like romance schemes or the home loan type fraud, unless it's a VA home loan, we recommend that everyone go to the ftc.gov website. And okay. There's a whole toolkit that we've built out on this webpage that talks about various different types of scams and fraud, and then points you in the direction of the right agency. Because the complex thing is, different types of fraud need different types of responses. And so sometimes it's going to point you to the DOJ, sometimes it'll point you to the FTC. But by going to the VSafe webpage, it's all right there and easy for you to figure out, rather than you having to decide, well, which agency should I report this to?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's certainly, look, the only way you stop this stuff is that you have to communicate it. And, it, you know, no one, I wouldn't think any less of somebody who got scammed. I know people it has no basis on your intellect or your intelligence at all. It just, bad luck. You could have 50 things going on at once, and then someone just hit you with at the wrong place at the wrong time. So that's the only way we're going to know what the scam themes are and how to stop them. Maureen, we're going to have to leave it there. Great to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to having you back on the program again very soon.
Thank you so much.
And that wraps up this episode of BRN AM. Have a topic of interest, someone you think we should talk to, drop us a line. And don't forget, for all the latest curated news and lifestyle, wellness, finance, tech, so much more, and all in one place, check out today's edition of our daily newsletter, The Morning Pulse. Want to search our archives, check out our latest content, then visit our website. Hey, we're back again tomorrow with another edition of BRN AM. We'll have some very special guests and, of course, in a very important topic. Until then, I'm Jeff Snyder. Stay safe, keep on saving, and don't forget, roll with the changes. Now is your opportunity to co-create content around any topic on the First Lifestyle and Wellness Network. Reach a global audience through our platform and co-own exclusive branded content. All of our programs are available on demand and also as audio-only podcasts, so you can take us on the go. Broadcast Retirement Network, available anytime, anywhere, and on any device.